From the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. It's an internet joke, but the creator of some viral videos says what's funny is that people would believe them. In fact, the USDA is not paying lawnmower-wielding farmers to destroy their crops as part of a villainous plot to create a global food shortage. Psychology professor Lisa Fazio at Vanderbilt University says everybody is vulnerable to disinformation at some point.
It's easy to think that I'm above all this, and it's just like my dumb cousin who falls for misinformation, and I would never do something like that. And that's just not how it works.
It's no joke. 8 out of 10 rural counties that depend on farming lost population in the last decade, according to census numbers. Counties with recreation economies are a huge driver of population, increasing nearly 60% over the same time period. But there are other bright spots. A new partnership in central Indiana focuses on building pipelines to the executive suite for women and ethnic minorities at business schools in the region. Dr. Leon Jackson founded the Diversity in Leadership program at Marion University.
So often, you know, I would see friends and family make statements about how they're moving to Atlanta or Texas or North Carolina because there are no opportunities here for really talented people. This program is designed to help curb what they call the brain drain here locally.
Jackson cites research that shows companies with more diverse executive teams typically make more money. For low-income rural communities hit hard by natural disasters or industrial pollution, Working Film's Rural Cinema program hopes to illustrate the reality of environmental justice.
But when you're dealing with rural areas, people respect nature. Most definitely, using films is a very new and exciting way to engage a community.
That's Marcia Gossier in Fort Valley, Georgia, with the Partnership for Southern Equity. They kicked off this year's season with the documentary Cooked, about the 1975 heat wave that killed hundreds of low-income Black Chicagoans. There are 20 documentaries in the series. This fall, local organizations are hosting the movies in Missouri, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Utah, and Montana. Mila Bighair, a visual artist herself of the Center Pole, is eager to show films like Paper Tigers and Warrior Women. From her Crow Indian Reservation in Montana, she organizes food deliveries to neighbors on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation, whose nearest grocery store is 2 hours away.
When I talk about tradition, I talk about environmental justice, I talk about food sovereignty. I put all of those linked together into one big package that was always there for us.
For the Yonder Report and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.